One, two, three, four, Medium Talk.
Hi, welcome to Medium Talk with Rodimus Prime from the Black Guy Who Tips, part of our premium podcasting bonus show. So hopefully all the people that paid money are hearing this and nobody stole it or gave it away. And if you did, shame on you. Shame on you. You're stealing out of my pocket. But we're not here for that right now. I actually have a guest, or else we wouldn't be doing this show since it's an interview show and I'd be talking to myself. Some of you people may know her from following her on Twitter. You know, those of you guys and girls who are really into learning about what dick will do to you, into laughing at people who may call phone sex lines and stuff like that. You may enjoy this lady as well. It's Zan, aka at Afrocentric on Twitter, and it's AFROSINTRICK. Hey Zan, how you doing?
I'm fantastic.
this is our first time actually, you know, getting to talk, you know, over the phone and stuff. So I guess this is my freebie.
yes, I am the Zan. Hi.
Now, what made me interested in talking to you was I was reading your tweets the other day, and you were making some jokes about, you know, your workplace, as many people do on Twitter. A lot of people joke about workplace, but a lot of your jokes seem to be a very sexual nature. And I said, what does she do for a living? What is this job? And turns out you're a PSO.
Yes, I'm a phone sex operator or a phone actress. I basically talk guys into a nut. They pay $1.99 a minute to the company, and I get a percentage of that. And, you know, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's basically, you know, some men are horny, or they're truck drivers, or it could be any kind of story. But they call me. I feel great about my job, and I do I've been doing work in the adult industry for a few years now. So, okay. Yeah, a lot of my life revolves around sex.
So first of all, this is not your first job in the quote-unquote adult industry. Like, what other things have you done?
Well, I've been a bartender before. I've bartended at some strip clubs before. I've worked at an actual novelty adult store before. Mm. I've actually worked in a strip club for a little bit of time. I did one summer as a dancer with a friend. She didn't want to do it alone. And I'm also a part of the swinger community. So, like, one part of my life is very sex positive, and I have no problem with that. I love it.
Yeah, me neither. A lot of people are in the swinger community and stuff. Even though I'm in a married, monogamous, committed relationship and stuff, you know, I don't really pass any judgment on that shit, because everybody just trying to do what makes them happy, and that's really all that fucking matters. Like, people got to stay out of other people's bedrooms. But
that's the point of life.
But so now, one thing you have confirmed, though, because I remember when I was in college, I used to go to the novelty sex porn store to buy, to rent pornography, because I was a very good customer. I like reading your tweets. I see all the like jokes and stuff about some of the customers. So now I'm like, yeah, that's probably what they was thinking. So, it's like, he is really staring at that box hard. Just get it, man. Just hurry up and friend it and get out of my face. But, the other thing too is like when you were working in the novelty store, did you ever talk to the customers? Because I feel like that place is almost like a prison where people don't make eye contact and they don't hold conversations normally.
Well, the thing is, when you go into a sex store, first of all, a lot of people go in there and they're not sure what they're looking for, and they're wondering that people are judging them. Mm-hmm. My thing is, when I was behind the counter, I already know what it is. I go in sex stores, I know what you're here for, and I don't care. I'm making an hourly wage to just, you know, check you out. So I'm not sitting there thinking, oh, look at that guy. I wonder what he's looking at. Oh, he's gay. Or, oh, he's looking at bi porn. Or, oh, why is she looking at cock rings and dildos? We're really not concerned about that. We don't have shit to say about you after the fact. But a lot of people are self-conscious when they walk in there because they think that other people are paying attention to them, or they're nervous themselves, or have, you know, reservations about their own sexuality. And, you know, it just basically makes that whole experience of going to an adult store a little uncomforting or unsettling for them. They just want to kind of get in and get out of there as quickly as possible for somebody, I guess, catches on to their dirty little secret.
Well, and then also, one thing I found about the porn store when I used to go there is, it's almost like any other vice where it has an equalizing factor, because I remember I was a college student and I was on scholarship. I was an intern at the administration office, right? So, and I went to a HBCU, so it's, you know, pretty much a mostly black staff, but there was a white dude who's like the assistant AD there. And so I go to the store one day, and I see him in there in a suit looking at like the young black lady section. And I'm like, well, that's why you work at an HBCU. But, it was like we both agreed to not make eye contact or talk to each other. And then I started fucking with him because I realized wherever I was at in the store, he would go to the exact opposite place on the wall. So I would just move and make him move. But, yeah, I feel like it's an equalizing factor because everybody's in there from preachers to pimps.
Right, we're all in there for the same reason, because we all fuck. Mm-hmm. That's why we're in the sex store. And I think people need to really just kind of loosen up about that. It's just sex. It's not that deep. And there's nothing really that abnormal that we can do in the world as humans, in my opinion.
Yeah, I feel like everything's kind of been done before. Like, you know, there's really no one's inventing asexuality or some sex acts that no one's done before, so... You know, just calm down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I personally will get weirded out when they start selling, you know, pet treats in the dog store. Yeah. That's when I'll be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Doggy dildo? No.
Yeah, until that happens, you know, okay, whatever. Get your dildos and go.
Now, the one thing that is funny to me, though, is like every time I went to an adult store, the only person working there was a middle-aged white dude, right? And one time it was like a gay middle-aged white dude who did this weird demonstration on me and my friend. And that was odd. But, you know, the other time that I went there, there was this other, middle-aged white dude who owned the store, and he was the fucking weirdest, creepiest dude, because he would like, talk to us about going on like sex vacations and shit. Like, he'd be like, hey, we need to go to AVN in Vegas this year, man. Last year, got a hotel room, man. You know, got some porn stars come up there. We were fucking them, man. And, like, he's high-fiving, like, the dudes that went on the trip with him. He's trying to convince me. I'm like, dude, I just come here to rent pornography and go back home. I don't want to turn this into, like, a social network type deal.
It's funny that you mentioned that he was, like, an older, middle-aged white dude, because... That's like a huge demographic in the adult industry. Middle-aged white dudes apparently need this shit. And I hate to sound racist, and, you know, but is your audience mostly black?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. The white people not listening, but the ones that do listen, I've trained them, so don't worry about it.
It's like, honestly, in my experience, the older, more overweight, middle-aged white dudes, I mean, you've got a dick the size of a Newport short. Mm. So I'm kind of sitting there like, well, I bet you are in this sex store, you know, working selling sex toys for your wife or your girlfriend, or, you know, the little girl that you pay to come and visit you every week or whatever. I bet they do want to go on a sex vacation. But that, to that degree, I can respect them for that, because they know where their shortcomings are and where they lie, and they go out of their way to be a little more adventurous and to try new things and to do different things sexually.
Yeah, and definitely on your bucket list, he fucked Caramel and I didn't. So, you know, say what you want to about the man, but he got his goal accomplished. You know, I still jacked off to that chick and he got the fucker. So, congratulations to, Ed in Fayetteville, man. Even though he's rocking that ponytail and he was like 40, you know, he got it done, man. So, I respect that. Now as far as the, PSO, phone actress gig, how did you decide to get into that? Like, well, oh wait, I actually forgot to mention one more thing. I also wonder this from a John's perspective, a person that has been in the porn store back in the day. I think it would actually be more intimidating if a pretty young lady was working the counter than a fucking middle-aged white dude. You know what I mean? Like, me and the white dude might have an awkward conversation, but there's something that just feels like I failed as I, like, buy my pornography from a hot chick, you know? It's like she's looking at me like, you fucked up. You know, something's not right in your life. Why are you here?
Well, sometimes I used to think that about myself. Like, you know, they'd be coming in here like, okay, well, we know we greasy and grimy as fuck, and we're in here to buy sex toys. But you, Miss Lady, what are you doing in here working this kind of job? I mean, shouldn't you be, you know, taking a phone call somewhere to a respectable organization? Why do you like this?
Did anyone ever try to holler at you?
People try to holler at me all the time at work at any kind of job I'm at. So, yeah, absolutely. I've gotten, oh, man, one time I was working there, and this football player ended up inviting me and one of the other girls that was stripping upstairs to go out somewhere. This is when I was, like, 19. I mean, just, yeah, people will.
Yeah, because I like, that's the other thing, too, is if I was gonna try to holler at someone who worked at the counter at, you know, an adult video store or something, like, I think I would be thinking of all the stuff ahead of time. I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna buy, like, some, one of those, like, pleasure beads that vibrates and make sure I get, like, be like, you know, cause I'm all about pleasing the ladies, ma'am, and, you know, and it, this isn't even all for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I get down. This is, I'm gonna get these to, like, charities and children and shit. What's your number? So I think I would, completely fuck that up. So, yeah, how did you get the PSO job? Do you, like, apply online? Is there, like, because, you know, I've been on Craigslist. I've been on, you know, LinkedIn and stuff. I don't normally see these type of opportunities. So, like, how did you get in the game?
Well, first of all, there is this one website that kind of works like a job board for all adult industry jobs. It's called sexyjobs.com. And that's where people can go to find things like phone sex operator opportunities, text chat operators, strip clubs for certain type of private clubs, people who work in adult, like, member-only clubs such as swingers clubs, people who want to get in porn, they could go there and find different links to get there. But I went because I had lost another job that I was working at and I used to like, and I needed some more money because I also have another gig, but I get paid so spread out with that. It's like, okay, I need money coming in regularly like normal. So I thought about it because I'm like, man, you know, I get a lot of good dick.
Oh, I know. And I follow you on Twitter. Yeah, you let us know that, hey, good dick is coming in. Apparently there's a surplus of good dick on, you know, through your time.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a surplus. Let me rephrase that. I get good dick often.
On the reg, right.
On a regular basis. By the time I get right, damn, I need some dick. Oh, shit. Well, hell, what are you doing?
The dick market is strong with you. I'm not saying with all ladies, but specifically the dick market is strong.
Yeah, and so it was like, you know, I'll get it or whatever, and it feels great. And I get back later on that night or the next day, and I wasn't working, so it's kind of like I'm just sitting here with my hands in my drawers, my house clean, everything's done. What do I do? I want to talk to somebody. And then I thought about, like, and then also my Twitter stories seem to get a lot of popularity because I'd be talking about the fucking that happened. I also have a book that I'm coming out with about my it's the black book about my different sexual experiences because my life is pretty interesting. And I figured I could translate this into a way that could get me paid right now. And I'm sure if people want to read about this, they wouldn't mind hearing about it and hear me talk about it while, you know, I'm doing all this masturbating. Now, a lot of PSOs don't actually masturbate on the phone for real. I do. Because it makes it easier and it keeps a caller on there longer. But to answer your question, after thinking all that, I went and looked it up, and I signed up with this one service. I'm not going to mention what it is.
Right. Don't give away the job, I understand.
Yeah, you know, I don't need folks commenting, oh, you're Zan. Hey, yeah. No. But I applied. I filled out the application, and about a week and a half later, I filled out the application. They tell us after we fill it out to call a number and leave a message. It's kind of like our voice interview in a way so they can know whether or not they want to take us in the first place. 2 weeks later, the lady called me back and we had a voice interview kind of thing where she judged the quality of my voice and asked me questions. And when she approved that, I sent in my tax information, faxed her all the things, signed my contract, and she hit me back. We had an over the phone group conference for our orientation, and then they just throw us out there on the lines, and we do what we do. We get like a week to, it's not really practice, but to kind of figure out the system and not have to be on there so often, because it's a 4-hour shift. And that's 4 hours of holding the phone, going through these callers, talking phone sex to anybody who wants to talk to you.
Now, do they like provide you with a phone, or are you like calling in to a line or something that's like your home phone? How does that work?
Actually, back in the day, it used to be you go into a call center or something to that effect, or you would have to have specialty phone equipment. Nowadays, I have just a regular landline phone, and just like I'm talking to you, I call the 1-800 number, log in with my account, my operator number, and I'm in there. Have you ever called like a phone sex chat line like back in the day?
No.
Not actually a phone sex line, but just a chat line, like a free chat line.
No, and it's not even like that I have some type of stigma about it or anything. If I did, I would say it's just really, I am too, self-conscious and nervous. I've never even done regular phone sex with a chick. I feel like my brain is too comedic, and I don't take myself seriously, and I would end up fucking it up. Like, I would probably ask stupid ass questions or describe things all fucked up, like, you know.
Me too. That's exactly that would be the reason why I actually have to put my hands, you know, in my drawers while I'm on the phone, because otherwise I'll laugh when the guy says some shit like, yeah, I see you over there in the corner with all that cum on your face.
Right, right.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Like, I've had chicks try to start phone sex with me. And the other thing is, I don't think I have a very sexy voice. But I've had chicks try to start phone sex with me. And it's kind of like, oh, that's cute. Well, thank you for trying, you know, because I'm like, don't waste your skills on me. I'm just going to say something stupid, or I don't want to make you feel bad, because I'm not laughing at you. I'm just so awkward and nervous that my first instinct is to laugh. And I feel like, you know, it's like, I'm sucking your dick right now. I'd be like, well, come over here and like, do it. Like, for real.
That's exactly how I am. Like, at first I was kind of like, I don't know how this is going to work, because I don't do phone sex. I haven't done that shit since high school, when I was really thirsty for niggas who were out of town. Like, I go to Six Flags over the summer, and then I come back home to Birmingham, and I'm calling these niggas having phone sex. So, like, you know, I can't wait to see you. Yeah, I'm in here. I'm touching it right now.
Right.
I didn't do that shit as an adult, because my whole thing is, like you just said, shit, if we doing all this talking, my nigga, I know where you live in. You know where I live in. Let's get together and, you know,
fuck talking about this shit. Put me in your Google Calendar, and let's just arrange a date and a meeting. Let's, you know, why are we still talking about this shit? If you really want to fuck me, I'm available.
If a nigga ever Google Calendar me a booty call, I don't know how I take it.
See, I think I would respect the organization. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even, part of me would be like, well, I'm sure you have other appointments. But the other part of me would be like, you know, I appreciate the commitment to organization and that you respect my fucking time. I will be there at 9:35 on the dot, ma'am. I think that would like kind of freak me out. So like, you said earlier that like they check out your voice and all this stuff, and they have you leave a voicemail. So do you have like a character, because you called yourself a phone actress earlier, do you have like a character that you get into, and like another name, and like another, you know, with different background story and different voice and all that stuff, or are you just pretty much the same?
Actually, I have all of the above. One of the things, the first thing that we have to do when we are actually hired, is we need to pick an alias. And we pick up the 5 aliases, but we have one main alias. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, my alias is Roxanne.
Roxanne, okay.
Yeah, Roxanne.
I feel like, you have a lot that you can do with saying, you know, Suzanne, you know. So, yeah, you could do a lot of sayings and people, you know. I like that as an alias, like something to keep it together.
Yeah, it sounds sexy, but I do have actually one of the things that keeps me, that works for me and gets me paid, is the fact that I keep a notebook of my phone sex personalities. After I got hired, I went to the Naked store and I bought about 3 or 4 Hustler magazines, and I cut the pictures out because, as you can hear from my voice, when I'm doing phone sex, a lot of people don't believe I'm black. Which is almost offensive, because I'm a real pro-black kind of person, but it's not offensive at the same time.
Yeah, I see you have like an afro and everything. You even have like the Kango. Like, you got the whole pro-black like checklist down. So
right, I mean, I'm laying here in front of a red, black, and green flag, lying my ass off, like, oh yeah, I'm 5'5". I have an olive complexion. I have blonde hair. It reaches down to my shoulders. I have green eyes. I have giant tits. And I have a nice, small ass. In real life, it's the complete opposite. I'm a nigga with a fro and a big ol' ass and no tits.
And the red is for the blood that was shed. Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting a little too militant. I'm sorry. Sorry, Bob. Yeah, so you have your different characters, different names, and you change your voice too.
I keep them in a notebook. I cut out the pictures of them. I write them a life story. I write their measurements, where they're from. Roxanne is from, she goes to Georgia Tech. Sometimes she's 19. Unless I'm on a line, it seems like most of the callers want more mature women.
Oh, then okay.
Roxanne has black hair, and she's 35. Or, you know, it really is about what they want, because the point is to give them what they want. I take what the typical caller thinks is sexy, and I manifest that for them with my voice, because they don't know who the hell I am, and all they want to do is talk to somebody who they think is their fantasy. So I got a book of fantasies for your ass. What do you want, sir?
And the MILF is really in, right? Like, that's kind of the go-to porn. I think the number one porn star in the world right now is Lisa Ann, and people know her from playing Sarah Palin in Nailing Palin and the sequel. So, like, you know, you got a lady who's playing the part of a 40-something-year-old woman who ran for vice president as, like, the number one downloaded and streamed porn star on the planet. I think the MILF is in.
They're looking at her. They want to see MILF porn. And I personally, in my mind, I kind of think that's because we're getting older. Mm-hmm. And we want to see older people as being, you know, still sexy and everything, which is awesome.
Well, human beings are living longer for sure, in general. But also, there is something about an older woman that has always been, I think, the fantasy of a lot of men. Because when you're a kid, you know, when you're first coming into your, like, sexual maturity or whatever, the first people you normally fantasize is not like 12-year-old Winnie Cooper. It is normally like your mom's friend or some lady up the street or whatever, and that shit sticks with you.
True, but at the same time, those are people who are at the age that now we're dating, and the weird thing is that translates into porn. We like to look at them, but what I found working on the phone lines is a lot of these callers, they want to get deep into their fantasies because it's not going to be recorded. It's not going to be kept in their history folders. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have the risk of being seen. They can just hang up at will. So they'll go a little farther when they're on the phone. They've got that anonymity with them.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah. I've listened to, like, adult, like, radio where, like, people call in for, like, to, like, the Playboy models or something like that. And those dudes can get pretty graphic and pretty intense, man. Another thing I was going to say, too, about the fantasies is it's kind of extreme, because I feel like you have your MILF porn, which is kind of coming into its own thing, and your MILF guy fantasy. But there's still a lot of, like, teen fantasy.
That's exactly what I was about to say. On the phone, a lot of them, especially around, I would say, this time of day during this shift, they kind of want to talk to a teen, and that's actually been my biggest, can I say biggest seller, I guess?
Yeah,
biggest seller is, I skipped school today, and, you know, pretending like I'm a high schooler, because you can't be under 18. You can't do anything illegal on the line I work for.
Right.
And they want to imagine that they've got some little petite blonde teen that has, you know, logic-defying tits, who's sitting here playing with her hot little pussy going in. They like that.
And the thing is, like, for one, has anyone ever met a teenager? Like, I can't think of anything less sexy in my life than a teenage person of any race, color, creed, or sex. Like,
well, that's because you're not that type of individual. Some
Of course.
Get their jollies off of kind of, I guess, the domination or older person, more experienced aspect of it. Mm-hmm. Like, or some people like the fact that they perceive themselves to be taking someone's innocence or teaching them something.
Yes. Absolutely. As a dude, I met so many guys that, they have, like, the virgin fantasy. I knew a guy who was a piece of shit, cheating on his girl, like, you know, treated her bad, all this shit. But he ended up marrying that chick, and he coveted the fact that she was a virgin. Like, the first thing he would tell anyone about his girl, like any guy anyway, is that she was a virgin. You know, like, they went to the same college, they dated for a bunch of years, all this stuff. She ran track. There's a bunch of good things about her. She's extremely smart, very naive, obviously, but
sure that might serve him in a way, because yeah. I mean, if you ain't got that worries me to an extent anyway. Like, who the hell wants a virgin? You really want to sit there and stab at some inexperienced
right head? I always think now, and this is fucked up, but you know, this is my show. I get to say what I want. I always feel like those dudes have very little dicks and very little dick game.
I was about to say that. Like, oh yeah, I bet you do want a girl who ain't got no other dick to compare to yours.
Right. Like, what kind of insecurity is that? It's like, I claim this vagina in the name of Spain, you know? Like, let that vagina be free, sir, so it can make some decisions of its own. And, you know, I like.
And what's gonna happen is when she gets, when she gets more experience, after a while of being married, you know, the shit seems a little rote and routine, mm-hmm. and she happens to find, not saying it happens all the time, but it happens often enough, she going out there and discover a bigger dick, or she discovers a lesbian with a strap that sets her straight, you know, yeah. then that's when that talk happens.
Especially when he's out being a piece of shit, actively cheating on her and shit. Like, I feel like all that shit kind of trickles down, because eventually you get too comfortable, you end up getting caught out there, or you just not taking care of home, because it's on, you know, if you really don't give a fuck about home, it's still, even if you're not getting caught in the act, you're still not home a lot of nights. You're still, you know, doing a bunch of shit that's not with her. So she'll catch on eventually, you know. I haven't checked to see what happened with them, but yeah, I don't think that'll end too well. So yeah, okay, you had the teen fantasy. Another thing I was gonna say about the teen fantasy too, though, I think a lot of people, especially for guys, the best time in their life sexually is in high school. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but But you know, there's a lot of like guys who were jocks in school, or they were I ran through the volleyball team or some shit like that. And they just, you know, we all know that guy.
Dick was new to these bitches back when they wouldn't get no dick, or they figured dick equals popularity.
Right.
And hell yeah, I bet they were running through them until they caught something.
Yeah, so let's get back to this to the job, right? You do your training for like a week, and I'm assuming the training is just they let you loose, they just let the callers come at you.
Yeah, we just get on there and we just figure out what the line's about and how it works and what callers typically ask for. My very first call, actually, the guy started off by telling me that I'm in a corner with a bunch of cum on my face for a bunch of different guys, because I just got through with a gangbang, and he's coming over, and it ended. I actually made money off that call, but it ended so weirdly that I just had to hang up and smoke a blunt, because he turned that from me getting bukkakied mm-hmm. into him wanting another dick in his ass and wanting me to lick his ass, mm-hmm. and then he wanted to lick the cum off my face, and then he's, oh gosh, here comes another one of those guys who came in your face. Oh, what does he want to do? Oh, he looks like he wants to put a stick in your mouth, but I want to taste it instead, or something like that. I'm like, oh, shit, this yeah. shit here.
Yeah, it's like that cuckold fantasy shit. Like there's
I got some of those.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of dudes who are either afraid in real life to explore their sexuality, or you know, their fantasy, maybe they're bisexual or something, but they're very curious about another man's cock. And I think in like cuckold porn and stuff, it's so obvious, you know, like a dude will be like fucking someone's wife, and the dude holding the camera is like the husband, and the husband is like, take all that black dick, yeah, give it to her good. And it's like, I feel like want to say, fuck, give it to me good, give me all that dick. Like, I kind of feel like you're using your wife as like a medium between you and some dick, and you need to get rid of the middle woman and get yourself some dick,
sir. I can't really say that, because to that extent, I'm going to just be real here. Mm-hmm. First of all, a bigger dick feels better than a smaller dick. And if you happen to be a man, you're somebody's husband, and your wife has that preference, which I think a lot of wives do have that preference, whether they know it or are willing to admit it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to that point where you know and you're secure enough in yourself that, okay, I don't have the dimensions to make her do like these women in a porno do, but mm-hmm. I want to see my wife do some porno shit. And you're secure enough in your relationship to the point where you know she ain't going to go nowhere and she ain't going to get no better dick without you. Or say, like, in a relationship that I've had where, okay, my dude knows I'm going to get some extra dick and he would prefer to know who the dick is and see the dick I'm getting and be able to get some kind of enjoyment out of that extra throw of fucking I'm doing
right.
than to just be sitting around at home not knowing what the hell I'm doing, not knowing how I'm getting my block knocked off and whatnot.
Well, what about the people that are like, well, and let me suck some dick too and let me eat some cum? You think that that's just part of the
some
fantasy
of them,
too?
I think that's just a fantasy that they've never got to realize. For example, I have a rape fantasy. I have an mm-hmm. active rape fantasy. I am one of those people, if you got a pistol, pull that shit out and put the safety on. Don't
right.
bother unloading it. Let's have a little fun here. But in real life, I would never want to get raped. I've never been raped.
Right.
That's not cool. I'm very, very against it. But it's just a fantasy. And some of these guys, you know.
So maybe you need like someone like Wesley Pice who has two gun tattoos. So it's not a real gun, but, you know, it's kind of like gun right at his waist right there.
You say what?
You know, you never seen the porn star Wesley Pice who has gun tattoos at his waist?
Oh, God, I've heard of Wesley.
Yeah. It's all good. People out there get that joke. But, yes, all right. So, like, in the case of, like, your rape fantasy or whatever, I get that it's just a fantasy. But I've seen, like, real pornography where people, like, a dude will eat cum. A dude will suck the dick that his wife just fucked and shit like that. Like, I always just wonder if they're, like, bisexual and or something and they can't, like, fully realize it, so they kind of realize it with their wife, you know?
I think, really, if a guy is bisexual and he actually wants some dick, he's going to get some dick. There's enough transgenders walking around here who have the surgical alterations to look like women and still got a dick, or they can use their imagination and still give them some cock. It's enough guys out here who are down low or trade
mm-hmm.
who are more than willing to satisfy that need that they ain't got to necessarily, you know, resign themselves to strictly pretending to get their jollies. If a nigga really wants to be gay, he'll go out there and get him some dick.
Yeah, I always wonder about the emotional hangups of it, because we're talking about a marriage and people are so programmed from like just from the time we're born. So I always wonder if like they aren't free. Like, you know what I mean? Now, there's no way to confirm it, but I always just wonder, like, does that dude feel like, you know, this is the next best thing, and this way, you know, he can still feel like a man and feel like I got a wife and nobody can judge me? Or what, you know?
I think some people do actually get wives just to have themselves perceived in a certain way or feel like they're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
But as far as that tying in to what their gay desires are, I can't honestly say that, you know.
Yeah, I'm speculating. I'm completely, you know, I don't have a degree in this shit. I'm just, you know, I've just seen too much porn, that's all. The other thing, too, I was going to ask about the job, you know, what is the craziest thing that you've been able to hear in real life that someone's doing while they're talking to you on the phone? Like, have you ever heard, like, people driving and stuff like that? Like,
Yes. I've talked to several truck drivers who are either parked at a truck stop and they got a few minutes to blow, or they're actually driving on the road they don't want to listen to the radio, they want to listen to me. I've gotten people who are on their work break at lunch, people who are actually CEOs or something like that, and they're actually at their desk and nobody's in the office or their doors are locked and they're just going in under the desk. I've heard several different things.
Wow, that's why those trucks are swerving sometimes. You know, they get out of that lane. You're like, what the fuck is this dude doing? Oh, man, he's got his dick in his hand, man. He might be talking to Susan or Roxanne.
Yeah,
because
I'm busy on the phone pretending like I'm coming.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He's like, oh, no. You know. But the other thing with a lot of the you know, the phone sex talk or whatever, cause you have your crazy shit that people do in real life. Would it fuck you up if like someone called and was able to do an impersonation of like a famous person's voice? Like, has anybody ever tried that? Like, call the line as Morgan Freeman and see if you can get Morgan Freeman off.
No, but actually, I have had something similar to that. One guy, and I swear to God, I can't even make this shit up. This motherfucker cracker called in there, and he did the voice, and it sounded accurate. He was pretending like he was Herbert the Pervert from Family Guy.
Oh, my God. No, I can never fucking do phone sex with Herbert the Pervert.
Well, I can.
Yeah, I can't believe you got through that, man. I would be laughing. He's too funny, you know, as a character. I would be laughing so hard.
Oh, my God. I was laughing at the message, and I had to mute myself a little bit, and I had to get high just a little bit before I took that call. Like, oh, my God, he's serious.
I couldn't do it. And, like, I guess also, was he trying to say funny stuff, or he was really trying to say, like, sexy stuff to you?
No, he was actually in character, like me. No. He was really feeling like he was Herbert the Pervert, and he was calling a phone sex line.
To talk to a woman? Herbert the Pervert would, like, want to talk to Chris or a dude.
Well, he would, but since there were no guys, he wants to talk to a little girl.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And I also got this, I had more than two people who have called me, and they will pretend to be another race. I had one guy, and he was clearly white, and he was pretending to be Latino.
How could you tell? Was he, like, using stereotypical Latino language? Like, hey, I want to get some pussy, mang?
No. He was he was more of, like, along the sides of, I guess, kind of maybe Latino mixed with maybe Italian or Spanish or something. It was just his accent was obviously put on. He wanted you to believe something that he wasn't. He gave his description, being short, tan, and handsome, with black hair and all this shit.
I would like to hear him do it in a complete white voice, but use all the typical Latino dialect from movies and shit, where he's like, pull out your titties, Holmes. I would love to see that ass essay.
Yeah, actually, this phone sex industry has made me realize how racist a lot of people still are. Not that I was ever in doubt, because I live in the South, but...
Me too.
The first time I ever had to take a real live redneck, and one thing about me is I do the poor white trash voice really,
oh,
really
that
well.
Is, that is good. I like that. That is good. I mean, it's not sexually, just funny. That is really accurate. That is how they sound.
And so when I'm on the line and some guys want to talk to, you know, someone who's a little country, I whip that out. And one guy, he really did. I mean, he had no reason to believe I was anything other than what I said. But first time I had to come out of my face with, oh, God, yes, I love that big nigger cock. It was like, oh, shit.
Now, did a part of your pride die that day, or because you like, I'm getting paid to like denigrate my people, or were you like, oh yeah, nigga, I'm playing this dude for his cash?
That, yeah, definitely. And aside from the fact that I swing and I'm from Alabama, I know rednecks talk like this. I know they think like that. I've read some stories and whatnot, and I'm not shocked by it because. In a way, it was kind of hot. Like, yeah, I bet you do think that shit is nice. And I understand how slavery and that whole era of time can play into some of these rednecks' minds and whatever, and they will get off on that kind of thing.
Yeah,
guys,
even a lot of
even
a lot of black people get off on that shit.
Right. They like to be the nigger cock sitting there watching this brownness plummet into some... you know, pale piece of pussy.
Right.
That's exciting to them. The contrast, the colors.
Yeah, yeah. I like a little bit of slavery play with my wife. Like, what I'll do is I'll just go out, like, pick cotton 2-3 hours.
What the fuck?
Come in the house with no shirt. I'll just fuck with you. Come in the house, put straw in my hair. You know how it is, you know?
That's been had me at work all day. Bring that asshole. Yeah.
Right. Master say I gotta make a new slave with you.
Hell no.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that wouldn't go over too well in the house, but after I get laughed out the bedroom. But yeah, the other thing too, like now how much of it do you like take in? Because you know, like at my last job, I hated it, so I felt like it was poisoning me somewhat. So like I just by being in the environment, it kind of made me take it in, and because I didn't like the job. Now you don't sound like you hate this job or anything, but do you ever get any negativity or take anything with you from like, man, this is just like that last call was just fucking disturbing, and I'm gonna think about that after I hang up the phone, or does it, you just hang up and it's over with? Is that your brain?
Actually, one call still, and it was early when I started, one call still bugs me to this day. Actually, I'll tell you about it. It was this man, and he called me twice, trying to start the conversation off the same way. So, you think these kids are maturing faster these days? And I told him the same shit each. So, I'm like, yeah, you know, we got technology, and there's more exposure to porn and adult information than we've ever had before. And the music today is almost pornographic. You know, just that kind of thing. I was just talking, shooting the shit with him. That's not what he was talking about. He ended up getting into what he really wanted to say. And first of all, our line prohibits us from talking about illegal things like sex with children, rape, bestiality, and the like.
Right.
So when a caller starts talking like that, our job is to steer them in another direction because we don't want to upset a paying customer. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to talk about anything illegal either. So we'll steer them in another direction, or we'll like, yeah, but one of my lines was, yeah, but you know, I think it'd be so much hotter if she were like 20. Yeah, so I'm talking to this guy, and basically I let him finish the second time. And the second time when he went all the way through the fantasy, his thing is he has a girlfriend, and the girlfriend has two children. One of them is a female who is 11. The other one is a male who is 13. And he was telling me, you know, these kids mature faster these days because I saw my girlfriend's daughter and she's already got a full bush. The first time, I'm like, well, how do you know that? Right. You know what? Never mind. And the second time I went ahead and went with it because I talked to one of my supervisors. She's like, well, just go with it, but don't let them talk about anything illegal. And if they do, you know, you have the right to tell them to stop and let them disconnect the call so they can, you know, choose to end it and not you because it'll look negatively on my report. So I'm like, oh, okay, so how'd you find that out? Oh, I saw her dressing the other day, and, you know, I want to help her shave it or something. I'm like, okay, well, why don't you just talk to her mom about that and get her a gift certificate to the waxing place or something, because, you know, that ain't even your goddamn jurisdiction.
Right.
I ain't saying that, but I'm thinking that hard. And so he starts talking about the boy, and he's like, yeah, because he's already got a full bush, and he looks fully grown and everything. And I'm like, well, how do you know that shit? Well, because I walked in on him one day while he was masturbating. Oh, okay. And he was stroking his cock, and I noticed he was doing it wrong, so I had to help him.
Oh shit.
And so I'm like, well, how'd you help him? He told me about how he helped him for about a good 10 minutes, which is okay with me because I'm getting paid for this.
Right.
And at the end of the whole shit, I was like, okay, so what was wrong with Bader's masturbating? He's like, well, he's doing it from the base, and, you know, he's supposed to be doing it as a tip. I'm like, trying to steer it again. I'm like, oh, wow, really? I didn't even realize that. That's how men like to masturbate. He kept switching the subject back to this shit. So at the end of the call, he's like, he basically told me that he used his hands to help him masturbate, and they had a jack session. And he goes, so when he finished, guess where he came?
Where?
I'm like, oh, God, I give up. I'm guessing on his hands, but I figure you're going to tell me where, so where? In my mouth.
Oh.
And he hung up on me. And I'm like, man, this motherfucker here.
I feel like y'all should have, like, a, like, bat phone to Chris Hansen, and he should be able to come on and be like, sir, have a seat over there. I'd just like to talk to you for a second.
Well, the thing about it is that I can make myself respect, because I really had a hard time after that call. Like, oh, my God, man. It's somebody's, it's somebody who has two children or more, mm-hmm. who has a boyfriend who may be going through a similar situation
right
now with a man fantasizing about their kids do some shit like that. Like,
well, you shouldn't.
Real. This is this man's fantasy, and he has within every right to have his fantasy because
it's
as far
head,
as I know,
right.
he's not doing that shit. But this is probably really going on out here somewhere.
Well, hopefully you saved that kid a touching that night. You know, that's how I like to look at it.
Like,
I'm an optimist. You know, I'm like the glass half full of semen, you know, not half empty. So hopefully that night he gave him a night off. You know, I think if I called a phone sex line, I would try to do interesting things to like mess with the people. Like, could I call and then have a friend on a three-way? And like we could just double team the operator. Is that illegal?
No, it's not illegal per se. I have had a call where it was a group of guys who called the phone sex line, and all of them are listening in on different house phones, trying to get their jobbies off. And
that seems smart. It seemed like, you know, you save a lot of money. You know, you just have one guy pick up the charges and, you know, maybe 6-7 dudes can get off if, you're okay with that. People run trains in real life. Why not on the phone?
I haven't had a phone train yet and I don't want to catch hearing aids.
You definitely don't want to catch that.
That's another thing. I mean, nobody ever wants to unwrap the condom when they have a phone sex with me.
Fucking
sexy. Like, you know, I just want to shove my cock into your wet hot cunt right now. It's like, you don't want a condom?
Yeah, me and you are on the same page, because, like, phone sex with me, I imagine I would... I mean, well, one, I'm not sure how hot it would be, but it would be realistic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yeah, and, you know.
I try to make it very realistic. Matter of fact, I have props. Like, if mm-hmm. I have them right here. If I need to suck a dick, it's or something like that.
Right.
If I need to vibrate, I got an electric toothbrush, shit like that.
Like, I would, as the person calling, I would be saying stuff like, yeah, I'm really tearing it up. I'm starting to sweat and, hold on, I'm gonna turn on this fan. And then I just like 20 seconds of silence and I come back. I'm like, all right, it's cooling down now. I'm gonna go get something to drink real quick. I'll be right back. And,
as an operator, I can't pretend like it's a real phone conversation, because when I do that, I'm wasting that man's money.
Yeah, well, you know,
woman's money.
It's still $1.99 for you, so a minute. So I'm sure, you know, for you it's like the same, I guess. But I if I'm the caller and I say like, oh man, this is so good, but girl, I need a break. You about to wear me out? Let me just lay here for a second. And I didn't say anything.
You're the caller. You do that. That is perfectly okay with me. I love it when they sit there and they really do jerk themselves off into a nut. And they lay there and they breathe for about a good 5 minutes. And, oh, God, thank you, Roxanne. Oh, you sound so beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow, I wish I could meet you. Oh, God. I just need to think, like, go on right ahead. You know, take your rest. You know, shit. I'm looking at the time right now. I got my iPhone timer, my little stopwatch on, and it's calculating about a millisecond. Please do go on. Take all the breaks you need. Do you have to go piss? Oh, God, that reminds me. There was a guy who wanted me to take the phone to the bathroom and piss because he had a piss fetish. Now, piss fetish and diaper fetishes, mm-hmm. I know how they go. I'm just not, I don't know, it fucks with me just a tiny, tiny bit.
Right.
Not that I think it's gross, but it's just like, man, how the fuck did you get into this shit? But I took the phone in there, you know, I put the speaker piece near, you know, my twat so I could hear the stream of piss or whatever. And another time I just pour some water into a bowl. But this motherfucker wanted to hear it flush, so I had to actually sit there and drink water. And I did tell Michael, hold on, let me drink some water and make sure I have to pay. And
oh, man, but you can make so much, like, more money with the I got to drink water, and now it's got to literally process through my body till I got to pee. I mean, by, like, fucking 30 minutes in, I'm going to be talking to him about, like, what Family Guy was about last night. Like, I'm going to have that trick on the line so long. And then be like, okay, now he's going to be like, so you feel like you got to pee yet, Roxanne? Not yet, but look, man, what you think about Obama, man?
Well, see, here's the thing. If they don't get what they want right then some of the time, they value their money to a point where they'll just, you know, stop. Because some of them will call in, and they actually bought their minutes in a package. Like, they already paid for an hour to talk, or 40 minutes or 30 minutes to talk.
How long does it normally take them to get off? Does it take them an hour or so, or?
It depends on how quickly the guy wants to get off. Now, I've noticed some of the guys who I can clearly tell are in a better place in life and are really just on a business trip, and they don't want to cheat on their wife, so they call the phone sex line so they can lay in their hotel room and jack off without calling the whore over.
Right.
Some of them actually just want to talk for a little while and then get to the point. One guy actually plainly told me, you know, let's go slow. I'm like, okay, motherfucker, sure. I stayed on the phone with him for about 48 minutes, you know, 48 minutes and 12 seconds. Is that...
Wow.
Yeah, 48 minutes and 12 seconds.
It's a long time to have your dick in your hand, man. Well,
he didn't have his dick in his hand the whole time because he wants to warm up into it.
But, well, that's what he said. That's what he said. Don't believe him. He has his dick in his hand. I know.
Yeah, some guys. the average would be about maybe, for me, my average is 7 minutes.
Now, do you take pride in it being shorter or longer? Because longer means you get paid more, but shorter means you're getting these suckers off fast as possible. So, like, what would be, you know, better to you, a short time or a long time?
A long time, maybe a combination of both. Like, I get a few callers who call in short. I'm cool with, like, maybe five guys who come on for 5 minutes because, okay, whatever, go ahead and get you out the way. I don't like the guys who just get on there and they're already jacking off and they're minute men. They just want to hurry up and hear your voice so they can come to it and then hang up.
Ah.
I prefer the guy who is about to sit there and pay me, you know, what my time is worth, because this shit, my voice will get tired. It'll get hoarse. If I have a cold, you can hear it.
Right.
After a particularly long session, like if I'm going in really hard and I've had to sit there and yell come for a good 15 minutes straight to the chagrin of my neighbors, I'm going to need a little R&R time after that. So sometimes it works for my benefit and sometimes it doesn't because, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I feel like I would feel like someone stole from me it's like, may I speak to Roxanne? Hey, this is Roxanne. Oh, good night, click. Like, you fucking came to my house and stole from me. It's like you came to my house, came on my face, and ran out the front door and left me like 10 cents. So, yeah, I would like a longer call if I was working that end of the phone.
All right. Like, what the fuck did you call here for? Or some of them, you know, just really ain't got like that. They want to just, they might have just bought $10 worth of time, and that's it. Or I don't know what the fuck goes through some of these people's heads when they do that shit. I'm just like, all right, you know what? Why did you send me so many private messages if this was all you wanted?
Yeah, I always wondered, too, like, they can't get it out. Like, maybe not enough people are, like, doing phone sex for free these days. You got to pay for a professional to come in and help you knock it out. But,
Well, professional is always going to do a slightly better job than, you know, a person that you... Well, not always. What I will say is a professional is trained to actually be doing this. Our goal is to make you nut and enjoy this call because you're paying us. Now, when you're talking to your girl for free, she may be good at phone sex and actually like you and want the dick and y'all have a good time, but a lot of times, too, she may be nervous or inexperienced or she's not in a quiet location where she can do that sort of thing or, you know, anything. So you get what you pay for.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this much, man. I've gotten what I paid for. This has been great. I really enjoy talking to you, Zan. I do not have $120 to send you for this, but in all fairness, I never masturbated once during this call, so I feel like it's even. But yeah, I really enjoyed talking to you, man. Make sure you guys go check her out, afrocentric.com. Follow her on Twitter, Afrocentric. And it's, like I said, Afro, A-F-R-O, Sin, S-I-N-T-R-I-C-K. By the way, where'd you come up with that name from? I love it.
Well, you ever heard the A Tribe Called Quest song, Can I Kick It?
Of course, yes.
And they have that one lyric, Afrocentric living is a big shrug.
Yes.
Is that song?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it is it.
A life filled with fun, that's what I love.
Right. And I like the way that he enunciate that whole thing out like that. And also, it's kind of a philosophy. Like, you know, I wear Afro. I'm very pro-black. I'm Afrocentric at heart. I do a lot of things that some people might consider as a sin, and I love it. And the trick is basically, like I said, I'm very pro-black, and I'm political, and there are different tricks that people do, politics, tricks that we do with ourselves, with our minds, with cooking. Psychology in itself is like the art of mind tricks. So it's kind of a portmanteau, so to speak. Not really, but yeah.
Well, that's awesome, man. And like I said, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. Make sure you guys go check her out. And thank you that are listening to this, for paying to listen
and
to
I'm
me
also
talk.
Also on Mixcloud, mixcloud.com/Afrocentric. I make mixtapes with nigga hoes wearing afros.
Now who could be against that? I mean, that's what got me started listening to Outkast. So.
Exactly.
So yeah, make sure y'all check her out, man, like I said, and thank you for listening to me and paying to hear me. I'm not sure how many of you guys are masturbating per month to the premium content, but you know what, if you are, that's fine. Just keep paying me my money. We will talk to you guys next time on Medium Talk, and yeah, we'll see you guys next show. So peace out.